Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Detweiler is here. Jerry is in her 15th year as a great member of our Brain Trust now. We've been counting on her to help us get with our acquisition of capital all these years. She's one of the best experts on the planet, education director for NAV. And she's here to talk to us about something I never thought we'd talk about again. Jerry Detweiler, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Jerry, when I first started doing my show, for some reason, there were grants you could get out there. I mean, there really were some grants you could get to start a small business. But there were few and far between, and there were more hoaxes than there were real grants available. And so I really basically said, you know what, if you're going to start a business, you need to either earn the money or borrow it. But grants, chasing a grant is a fool's errand, and I would say Grant died. That's the way you should think about it. Grant died. And I never thought I would talk about an honest-to-God grant being available. After all these years, it actually now is a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's so much interest in this topic, Jim. I just did a webinar on how to get a business grant for SCORED. It was their top webinar ever, more attendees than ever. But I'm not in disagreement with your position because, yes, there are small business grants out there. There are more right now because of all the COVID relief grants.
Yep.
But they generally aren't just to start a business. They're generally
right.
for businesses that are already in existence, and
right.
so you need to know what you're looking for.
But that was the way it was back in the day. Back in the 90s, there were people who wanted to start a business, and I mean, that was one of the main questions I would get back in those days from small business owners is, how do I get a – now, here would be the comment. I want to start a business. Where do I get a grant? And as you know, that's a loser of an attitude. If you're going to start a business, you can't start it. You can't wait on a grant to start it, right?
Yes, exactly. And if you just have a dream, you're not ready for a grant. You need a business, and then you can look for a grant. And that is what I hear all the time on our blog article about grants as well, Jim, where they'll say, I'm an ex, you know, I'm a woman-owned business, a veteran-owned business, mm-hmm. whatever, and me, I want to start this business, where do I get grants? And the federal government does not give grants to start a business. Now, they give billions of dollars in grants every year, but it's for businesses that are existing, not brand-new startups.
And so you really have to understand the environment. If they give the grant, it's for a specific purpose. You've got something that they think is viable. But the first time that it really popped up on my radar, because I intentionally wasn't paying attention to the whole grant landscape out there, was the EIDL loan, the emergency income disaster loan, EIDL.
Economic injury.
Yeah. But so they are also known as the EIDL loan grants. But yeah, that happened, and I reported on that the end of March. I wrote an article telling people that, you know, you could apply for the EIDL loan, and I should say the EIDL grant, and that came to pass, didn't it? That was real.
That's right. That's right. And now we have a new version of it that came out with the Economic Aid Act that passed at the end of December 2020, and that version is for people who already applied in 2020 and either didn't get the full $10,000 or maybe the program ran out of money before they got any of
right.
that grant, they will get invited by email from the SBA to apply for the rest of that $10,000. but you don't go directly to SBA to apply for the new targeted grant. You wait for them to tell you, hey, here's how to apply. They will notify you.
That's kind of news there because most people, I think, don't know that. So folks, just to refresh your memory of something we've talked about on the show before, and I'm probably with Jerry, is that the EIDL loan, allowed you to get $1,000 per employee up to a maximum of $10,000. So if you got four employees, counting yourself, or six or whatever, multiply that by 1,000, and that's what you got. So you're saying, Jerry, that if you got $5,000 in the EIDL loan last April, let's say, and then you got $5,000 more, you could get if they invite you to do it.
Yes, you could potentially get that other $5,000 or however much it is. Now, there are two new qualifications with it, Jim. You have to be in what's called a low-income area. That's based on IRS census formula. And then you have to show a 30% economic loss. I think it's in the 8-week period.
Right.
But the SBA will tell you what to do there, so don't worry too much about that until you get the invitation. But they're going to email you because they have your email address from when you applied
right.
the first time.
Right.
And they'll say, here's the requirements, here's how you apply, and then you apply for that remaining amount of money.
Well, and yes, and in the early round, there was no qualification. If you applied and you were able to prove that you are in business, then you got there in time, you got the money, and no qualification.
Right.
And of course, what you just described in terms of the new specifications, the new parameters, those are compatible with the PPP 2 loans. Right with
right.
The first round of PPP you just had to apply. Now you have to show that you were damaged by the pandemic.
Yes. Now the low income criteria, that doesn't apply to PPP 2. And what I'm also telling people, Jim, and I'm sure you've talked about it too, PPP 2 is like a grant because if you spend it properly, you get it wiped out.
It
you don't
be.
Have to pay it back. So that's
right.
similar to what a grant is. A grant is money you don't have to pay back. And with both of these, you know, there's no taxes. Normally, if
right.
your small business gets a grant, you have to pay taxes on it. The IRS
right.
considers it income. But with PPP and EIDL grants, they have determined you do not owe taxes to the IRS. Your state could be different, but
yeah.
the IRS is not going to make
and
you
that,
pay taxes on them.
And that was a part of the December 27th loan bill that was passed to create the second PPP round. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Jerry Detweiler. Jerry, I need your website quickly, please.
NAV.com.
NAV.com. Jerry Detweiler and I will be right back. More on grants after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.